This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us in Ohio, domestic engineering. Kathy, I have kind of a personal question to ask you, and if you don't want to answer it, just say, I'm not going to tell you. But, you know, I've talked to your husband, and I know through those conversations that he is a really bright guy, and he knows how to do a lot of things. Now, my question is he... And you, because you're a bright gal, and you know how to do a lot of things. Are you and your husband getting questions from people? Kathy, how do I do this? Kathy, can you show me? Can you tell me how to do such and such? And is your husband getting the same kind of questions more and more? Because people don't know how to do things that maybe you're both surprised that they don't know how to do.
Vince, all the time. I kind of joke with him. You know, they used to have the Shell Answer Man, and I kind of joke with him about that because he'll be on the phone probably 3-4 times a day. Sometimes it's with our children. Sometimes it's neighbors. Sometimes it's friends. We've even had our kids' friends call him, and our kids will say, oh, is it okay if, you know, we call you? And he'll say, sure. So... And I'm getting it more and more. My kids will call me and they'll, you know, if they've got friends, a lot of them don't have a lot of money, and they'll say something like, oh, you know, they've got a sore throat, Mom. They don't have any money. What would you recommend? Or can you mend this for them, or can you show them? I'm beginning to realize, Vince, and I've had numerous people tell me this, that the skill of, I guess you could say, homesteading, and whether it's the sewing aspect and the mending, the canning, the dehydrating, people are becoming more interested and they're asking more questions. The problem is I don't see a lot of people wanting to put the work in to get where I'm at. I don't know that many young women. I have two friends that sew. Not as much as I do, but they still know how to do quite a bit. But I really don't know hardly any young woman personally that do. I know some have a sewing machine. They can, you know, sew a straight stitch or something like that. But to replace a zipper and a coat or something that would save you a lot of money, they don't really know how to do that. But, yeah, we get it. We get it all the time. I mean, it's kind of comical. I'll walk out and I'll hear him explaining something to someone, but he's very knowledgeable in a lot of areas, more so than I am. But, you know, he was a mechanic. He knows how to wire. He does plumbing. I mean, he's built homes. He's like you, Vince. It's just a lot of areas that he has expertise. So I'm getting the same thing, yes.
Yeah, and what we're finding here is that people, I don't know if they've totally figured this out yet, but I think they're maybe starting to figure out that they're trapped. They're trapped because they don't know how to form concrete. They don't know whether their appliances, whether they have a propane hot water heater or a gas hot water heater, they don't know. They don't know how their heating system works. They call a guy, you know, and there's a guy that comes around once a year. He says it's on schedule, and he does the maintenance. And they don't follow them and say, hey, good to see you again. Yeah, you know, you mind if I watch, you know, your services? I'd kind of like to see what this is all about. They don't do that. They're doing something else, and they're not paying attention. So they don't know whether the service is necessary. Like Generac. Generac says, y'all be changing your oil once a year. Y'all be changing your oil filters once a year, and you put new air cleaner in there, and then check the battery and probably replace the battery every 2 years. I'm talking about a car battery. And so they have a guy that comes out and to do this. But I maintain that it's ridiculous to change the oil on a generator that the only thing it does is start itself up once a week, run for 20 minutes and shut off. You know, and it's hardly ever used as for a backup, but yet people are spending the, I don't know, maybe $150 or $200 for that service call to have two quarts of oil and an oil filter and an air filter put in a generator. You know, I'm talking $30 worth of parts, $200 service call. That's crazy. And they could just check the oil, pull it out the dipstick and say, boy, you know, I'm wiping this off on a clean paper towel, and it looks pristine. It looks brand new. I don't think I'm going to change the oil this year or next year or the year after. I don't get it. I'm stunned at how little people know about the things that they depend on, literally depend on, like their heating system, like their water softener, like their air conditioning unit outside. You know, leaves on it, covered up, that's okay, it's too much work to brush the leaves off it, and then the thing quits, and then, you know, in 5 years or 6 or 7 years, and they, well, I guess we got to get us a new one, you know, for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. And all I have to do is read the darn manual and do what it says. It's just like Frank says. You know, he asked the customer, do you have the manual for that dishwasher? I don't know where it is. Obviously, they didn't read it. Obviously, someone's not paying attention, leaving chicken bones on the plate and putting the plate in the dishwasher. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. You're
Kathy,
right.
Our dishwasher is like, it's got to be 15 years old. I bought it used. I wanted a Whirlpool one. I wanted an older model. I've got a surge protector, you know, protecting the electronics. It works perfectly. And if it doesn't go another 15 years, I'm going to be furious.
You know, Vince, because sometime I'd like to tell Frank my dishwasher story. Because I remember, I don't know if I ever mentioned it, but we had a home that we had, we moved in. My husband got transferred and we had to like quick move. And so we found a home and it had a new dishwasher in it. It was already there. The rest of the appliances we took, but that was one that was there. And it wouldn't work, and it kept shutting off mid-cycle. And we must have called 3 or 4 times. Finally, an older gentleman walked in the house, and he walked by my washer and dryer, and my dryer is a Maytag, and it's almost 40 years old, and it's still going strong. And my washer is a Maytag. The original one, we couldn't have it fixed anymore, so we bought another older. It's almost the same age, so it's probably 36 years old. So he said, lady, never get rid of those. Just have your husband keep repairing them as long as you can, because they don't make them like that anymore. So he walked in, and he looked at the dishwasher, and he said, oh, I know what the problem is. He said the switch isn't making the connection. So we fixed it. And so we had a dishwasher here, and it was doing the same thing. It was starting and stopping. And so I kept telling my husband, it might be in the switch. It might be in the switch. And he kept saying, no, it's not in the switch. It can't be. You know, he replaced the control board and all that. Finally, I said, look, the switch is like $14. I'll order the switch, and I'll pay for it. He puts the switch in, it was a switch. So now he kind of jokingly says, oh, you're my dishwasher repair person. But it really wasn't his fault, Vince. He said he took it apart, and there was two different wires or something like that. So both of them had to make the connection. So that's why he didn't think it was a switch when he took it apart to see why it was that. So anyway, that's kind of a joking thing. But ours is at least 20 years old, and we've replaced a couple things on it, but it works just fine, Ben.
Yeah, and you know, class, General Electric made, toward the end of their production in the United States, they made some pretty lousy products. And what I found is that the dishwasher, the basket, the vinyl would just break off and clog the motor. And so all you have to do is buy a new basket, right? A new basket's like $150 or more dollars for a basket. That's one basket. It has two. So the price of parts is crazy, and that's what Frank was talking about. It's delightful having Frank on the air with us. And Kathy, I'm 100% sure that he heard your story about the dishwasher.
Okay.
Because he's in class every day.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I'm not Kathy, mechanical, Vince, but I do try to watch more and more. I do try to watch, but I am going to answer your question about the pickles. Now, I haven't tried that with the jalapeno, and I will because I have peppers, so I'm going to try that with the juice. But I would say to make sure, now yours probably wouldn't matter too much, Vince. It probably just matters how you want the taste. But when I make my dill pickles, they're refrigerator dill pickles, they tell you to wait 2 weeks before you eat them. And I'm sure that because it's in the brine and the mixture, the brine and vinegar mixture. So that's what they said. But I have some peppers, so I'm going to try that still for my garden.
Well, it's really delightful. And Kathy, I'm thinking this is the second Great Depression.
Yeah.
So when we have extra peppers, extra vegetables, extra tomatoes in the garden, I'm eating more of them. So if the recipe calls for one, I probably add three, and because why not eat it when it's in season? And then the rest of it we dehydrate and put it in, and we take the peppers and wash them, and then I slice them up, take the seeds out, save the seeds of the best ones, mark them, put on a paper towel, mark them for planting next year, and we freeze on a tray, take a, you know, like a baking tray. Slice the peppers, put them on the baking tray, put them in the freezer. They freeze quickly, and then we take that tray out a couple hours later and put them in freezer baggies and then put them in the freezer. So we can have almost fresh peppers all year long. And that's what we do, and it works great.
Yeah.
And you can cut tomatoes and you know, wash them and cut them up and put them in a baggie and freeze them. And you have, you know, almost fresh tomatoes. It's nowhere near as good, but you can put it in spaghetti sauce and then, you know, extend the spaghetti sauce with real tomatoes. So the idea is use what you have, and, you know, when it's in season, that's the best time to use it. But you can extend the life through freezing and dehydrating. I was talking with a gal about a freeze dryer, and she said she wanted to buy a freeze dryer. And I said, there are a couple of things about a freeze dryer that maybe people don't understand. You have to clean them. You have to defrost them. And the evacuation pump, it's like a compressor, but it runs backwards, and it evacuates the air out of this freeze dryer. Well, there's so much moisture in the food that these evaporator motors aren't really designed to handle that. So they don't last very long. And the other thing is the amount of electricity that they use is enormous to freeze dry. So, you know, in a grid down situation, if you've got solar power, you've got a generator, probably the last thing you're going to use is that freeze dryer. So my suggestion is use dehydration.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, this is a little bit of anecdotal evidence. In May of this year, 2023, Burger King said that it would crack down on underperforming franchises, and estimating that 300 to 400 low-volume restaurants would close this year, 2023. So if you think about that for just a few seconds, underperforming, that means they're not selling enough. That's what that means. And they're not selling enough. Why is that? Well, because the prices have gotten higher and higher and higher, and people said, I don't think I need to go to Burger King. I mean, I'm just hypothesizing, okay? This is just me thinking out loud. Don't believe anything I say. But I think that's a leading indicator. Actually, I know it's a leading indicator. A leading indicator is an indicator in economics that shows you what is probably going to happen. An indicator of the future. So when 300 to 400 restaurants are underperforming, it's because the prices are too high, the costs are too high, the employees probably are having a tough time doing their job because they're not educated enough to flip burgers. It's a recipe for disaster, and it's just one indicator of what's going to happen across the board, in my opinion. So it's clear to me that everything's broken. It's clear to me that the economy is faltering. It's clear to me it's not going to get better anytime soon. That's how I see it. And to answer Rich's question, are people paying attention? Yeah, Arjun in West Virginia bought a fixer-upper, and he fixed it up. And I think he bought another one. And he fixed it up and put a tenant in there. Now, he's learning about tenants and the joy of being a landlord. Of course, I'm kidding. There's not a lot of joy in being a landlord today. But he's learning about that. And so he's doing it. He is the poster man for USA Prepares. And there's another guy named Brett, and he's in New York. And he wants to get out of New York. Good for him. And he's doing everything he can to learn as much as he can, as quickly as he can. And I am emailing these guys, you know, multiple times a day with the myriad of questions they have, because they want to do what USA Prepares instructors talk about. They want to do it. Good for them. And I have a feeling there are others who are maybe a little too shy to, you know, to email me, and maybe they don't know how to. There are successes, but for most people, it's too hard. It's too hard, it's too heavy, it's too far, and they'll put their feet up and watch TV and get fat instead. You know, it's too hard for people to eat right and feel better. So they feel lousy, and they don't want to do anything, and they don't want to exercise because they feel lousy because they're not eating right. It's a downward spiral. So the next thing they do is they get in a scooter at the supermarket. So instead of pushing the cart, they use the scooter, which makes it worse. And it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. That's where we are today. Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, I agree. You know, I have the peace of mind of knowing that at least I know what to do and how to do it. And I guess that's the part that I like. I know how to garden, I know how to can, I know how to dehydrate, and it just is peace of mind for me because I have that skill. But it is hard, Vince. It's a lot of work. You do things yourself. You don't just pay somebody. It sometimes I do it for the benefit of saving money, and sometimes I do it for my health because I know certain things that I do, it's worth it in the long run. I'm not going to have to go to the doctor for different things because I've taken care of myself. So there's sometimes I do it merely because I want a desired outcome. You know, Vince, but I wanted to mention, we were talking about saving money, and I've been doing a little research, and I know we won't get to it all today, but you were talking about using up your peppers and your tomatoes, and I know I've said it before, but that's basically where I'm going with this. I think if you use up your peppers, your tomatoes, just when you've got a bunch of things, try to make your meals around that. You can freeze them, you can dehydrate them, which is wonderful, and I do that all the time. But if you can try to do those other things, then, you know, that's great. But I wanted to talk about how to buy produce, how to store it so it lasts longer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said America needs to invest in itself to stave off inflation. That seemed to be the general consensus during the third GOP presidential debate in Florida. Once again, Donald Trump did not take part. in international airspace near Yemen. An American military drone was shot down. A U.S. defense official stated the MQ-9 Reaper drone was targeted and shot down while operating in international airspace over international waters. More aid making its way into Gaza as a possible three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict is discussed. An additional 80 trucks carrying humanitarian aid are being dispatched into Gaza. Since mid-July, there's been an increased level of earthquake activity beneath Mount St. Helens in Washington State. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and produce, how to buy it, how to store it. Kathy, back to you. Uh-oh. Kathy, are you there? Did we lose
Kathy?
Oh,
Vince, yeah, I'm here. It just cut out,
okay.
Vince. Sorry about that.
Okay.
One of the, you know, I've been doing a little research for this class, and some of it is my own experience, and some of it is I've read, like, 2 different schools of thought. And so some of it I'm going to say what I know that I know for sure that I've done, and the others I may have to say, okay, I'm going to talk about it, but, you know, just watch it because it sounds like it's right, but I'm getting like one person says, wash this, one person says, don't wash it, make it last longer. So it's I'm almost going to have to do my own experiments on these, but some of it, and I will tell you for sure. Now, a couple things you don't want to store together. Apples and oranges, because the apples will give off ethylene gas. So you don't want to store those together. And the research that I've been doing, and Sharon and I have talked about it, the woman talks about soaking things in water. Like you take a, you can put it in your sink if your sink is clean, or you can put it in a big bowl. And let's just say for ratios, let's just say you went shopping, you brought all this produce home, or you came in from the garden. Let's say 10 cups in a big bowl, and then you want to go probably about 3 tablespoons of white vinegar. And you don't want the 7%, you want the 5% white vinegar. And you put that in a bowl, and then you can put your, let's just say grapes. You put your grapes in there, and you set the timer for 2 minutes. And especially with, like, berries, you don't want to walk away and, like, leave them in there for 20 minutes because then they're going to be, they'll be mushy. You're not going to be able to have them for very long. So you set the timer, and then when you're done, you put them in a colander and you rinse them off. Now, for certain things, I use my salad spinner, obviously, like for greens and things that you're going to spin. Then you put them on terry cloth towel. If you've got some, you can use like an old bath towel or I just like to use the heavier ones because they're going to absorb the moisture. What I do personally is I don't take them off the stem. I'll cut them up into like a, what you would normally put in your hand. I'll take the scissors. I find that if you cut them and you take them off the stem, me personally, I find that they've gone bad quicker. So the key is, on a lot of these things, if you get the general gist of it, the key is to make sure they're completely dry. So that doesn't mean like leaving them out for 10 minutes. You know, I have a big island in my kitchen, so I'll have towels out. And then I have, like, my grapes on one and my bananas on another. Bananas aren't too bad. Like, your harder-skinned ones aren't as bad. But anything with a softer skin, and I'm talking, like, it might be 3 or 4 hours. So you could absorb some of the water with another towel, but just leave it out, let it get completely dry, because the theory is moisture in a lot of the produce is what will ruin it. Now, I have tried raspberries because obviously I have a lot of them, and I put a paper towel in the bottom. Now, a lot of these you put a paper towel in, and when I have more time, then I'll go through more specific. I just want to give more of a general overview with the time we have left. But let's say that you have your grapes or you have your raspberries. You do the same thing with the raspberries. You might want to roll them around a little bit to make sure the water gets out because raspberries have that little opening there. And when they're completely dry, you put a paper towel, fold up a paper towel. Now, a lot of people use glass jars, wide mouth. You can use pints. You can use the quartz. Or you can use, like, the glass snap fit. They have those. Anything that feels tight because the water and the oxygen is your enemy. I've got some food saver containers. You can do that where you can vacuum out. I don't know why you couldn't, Vince, and this is something I'm going to try. I don't know why you can't just do the food saver where you, or the break leader where you just do it by hand. You put the lid on it, from food saver and you put the tube on it and it sucks out all the air. So I would think that would be even better. And it's not canning. We're not talking about, like, water bath canning. We're just talking about using the jars that go in the refrigerator. So I do have a jar in there, and I dated it October 27th. I picked raspberries. I was still picking, and they're still fresh. Now, what I'm going to do in the future is, if I notice there's any condensation in there, I'll take that paper towel out if I'm not ready to use all the produce, and I'll probably put just a dry one in and then, you know, seal it back up. Now, she doesn't vacuum seal them. She just puts them in there with a lid, and she dates them. That's the other thing you can do with a glass container, which you can take a Sharpie, and it wipes right off. So you can write, let's say you've got your raspberries. You can write raspberries, you know, October 27th. And then when you're done with that jar, you could just, it just washes off. But I like to date things now because I can't remember. I have so much in my refrigerator. I can't remember when I do it. So if you're going to, when, let's say all your items are dry, then not everything goes in a glass jar, but she, quite a bit of it, not your oranges and apples, but your berries, your grapes, things like that that are more perishable. Blueberries last a long time. Now, she claims blueberries will last up to 6 weeks, because she only goes shopping like once every 2 or 3 weeks. So she just wants to have everything last. So the idea there again is you got to put a paper towel on the bottom of whatever you're using, and it has to seal tightly. Because if you just put it in the refrigerator and you leave it open, then it will deteriorate. And the purpose of the vinegar is it gets rid of the any dirt, but also the vinegar will kill off like any mold spores. And like apples, the mold spores can get down, and peppers, it's got at the top where the stem is, it can kind of get down in there, and then it will travel to the rest of the piece of the produce, whatever it is. And so, like I said before, it's the rinsing off the dirt, and she claims that it gets rid of things like listeria and the different bacteria, and the bacteria in the mold are what hasten our rotting produce. So that, you know, that makes sense, because she's showing all these different vegetables and fruit that she dated, and then, you know, you can take them out of the jar. So some of those I have done. Talking about, and the key, Vince, like I said before, make sure they're really bone dry. I think if you put them in there, then, and they've got moisture, they're going to tend to deteriorate a little quicker. Another thing, or something you can store together, which keeps them fresher, and you put them in your crisper drawer. Now, these you don't put in glass jars because they're bigger and they don't need to go in. They're not as perishable. But if you put avocados and lemons together, you want to wash both of them in the vinegar rinse, and then you dry them, and then you can put them in your crisper drawer together. Those will be compatible together, and they will last quite a bit longer. Bananas is another one. A lot of times I buy the organic ones, and they've got like a little waxed seal at the top of it. You want to leave that on. Now, I wash mine in the vinegar water for 2 minutes, but I leave that little wax seal on it, and then I dry them. And I've heard different things. I don't have a banana hook. I've heard some people say it doesn't make a difference. Other people say it does. I don't know, Vince, did you ever try hanging yours when you get bananas?
Yeah, we have a banana hook. In class, what this is it's a stand. And we probably received it as a gift maybe 30 years ago. And it's a little stand with a hook. And what you do is you take the bunch of bananas and you hang them. And it seems to me that what it really does is it keeps them from getting banged up by lying them flat. You know, putting the bunch on the counter, and then if someone wants one, they pick up the bunch and then put it back down on the counter, and they get bruised. But if you have them hanging on the hook, you kind of hold it by where you're going to break the banana off the bunch, and that's the only place you hold it, so it doesn't get any further bruising. I think that's what it really does.
Yeah. And, you know, Vince bananas, a lot of times I'll get them on markdown. They'll have them like 39 cents a pound, and I'll buy a couple bunches of them, and I'll peel them and freeze them. They're real good. Some people make what they call like some kind of an ice cream out of them, or they make like a smoothie, but it tastes more like ice cream. You can thaw them and use them for banana bread. You can put them in a smoothie. I mean, there's so many things. I've even used them like for the dogs. I'm trying to keep her lose weight now. So she gets real hungry. I'll just cut her half a banana and give her half a banana. It kind of fills her up a little bit. But I buy them when I see them like that, and then I just make use of them. One of the other things is that when you're storing things together, I know I said this before, but don't store potatoes and onions together. Make sure you have like 3 or 4 feet apart, because they will give off a gas. And I stored the ones that I grew. Vince and I talked about the lids. I got the stackable strawberry boxes that you get at a produce place. I got 4 of them, and I put half a dozen layers of newspaper down, and I left the dirt on them. I don't, when I dig them out of the ground, I knock off a little bit, but I don't rub them enough, because the skins to me are kind of fragile. So I leave the dirt on until I use them, and then I rinse them and, you know, wash them off real good with a brush or peel them, whatever I'm going to do. But I leave those in my garage, and the garage is cool. It's not heated, but it's attached to the house, but it's cooler than the house. So last year I had potatoes last me all the way up until early summer, and then they were starting to get a little wilted. And then I do the same thing with my onions. I take one of those boxes and I put it in the garage, but it's 5, 6, 10 feet away from the potatoes, and they lasted a long time. So you just don't want to store them together.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to Vince about the leafy greens, how to care for those too when we get back.
Very good. And any tips maybe in buying more vegetables, you know, what to look for. We'll be right back. Kathy, Domestic Engineering. This is USA Prepares.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I just figured it out. Why more people are not in class with us here at USA Prepares. It's too hard. It's too hard. You have to pay attention. You have to listen to the exact verbiage. You have to create a mental image in your mind what we're talking about. I think it's just too hard. Kathy, back to you.
Okay, Vince, picking out produce, I would say I would do the color, the feel, the weight, and the freshness, and smell it. I mean, a lot of times with a good cantaloupe, you can smell, and pineapple is the same way. With pineapple, I always look for one with some weight, but not real, real yellow on the bottom. It's overripe. If it feels squishy, if you push in at the bottom, there again, it's a fine line. The other thing you can tell with a pineapple is if you pull out the little spiky, I don't know what they're called, the little spiky things at the top. If you can pull those out, then your pineapple is fairly ripe. If you can't, then it's green, and I would avoid that. But I open bags now, like if it's got a little twisty on it, or if I can open them, if it's got that little plastic thing that they use on bread wrap, or some of them have those, or a tie, I'll open and look at them and take them out and feel them or smell them. A lot of times you just can't see if they've got that netting. It's real hard to see if your green peppers, if they're in there, if your green peppers are fresh. You get home and you open them, and then you can see they're getting kind of wrinkly. To me, if your green peppers are wrinkly by that point, they've been sitting there for 2 or 3 weeks, because I still have them for my garden. I picked them probably 2.5 weeks ago, and I have a couple that are just now starting to get a little soft, but most of them are still pretty hard. So that would be the thing I would tell you to look for first. And anything that is starting to get dark spots, soft skin, yellowness, like if the greens are, you see any getting yellow in there, those have been there a while. So dig back in the back. A lot of times you can find the dates on some of them way in the back. You know, certain things last longer than others. Like spinach doesn't last as long as kale. If you get like the baby kale, if you're going to use it for your greens, that lasts longer. So if you learn like how long, I mean, if you're going to use the spinach right away, I would say okay. But there again, there's a lot of moisture. When I have those clamshells that they come in the plastic boxes, it looks like a plastic shoebox, sometimes, which is nice, they have some of those on the tops that like peel back. They have some that snap on, but they have some that peel back. And what I do is I take them out and wash them, and I completely dry them, and then I put a paper towel in the bottom, and or two. It just depends. Some of them have a lot more moisture in them, and then I'll put one on the top, and then I'll flip it. Like I'll flip it upside down, and you would not believe how much moisture is in there. And that's what makes them like all slimy when you start to use them if you haven't used them right away, if you have any extra moisture in there. So, but I would say just look and observe. One thing I've learned with watermelon, now this is personal experience, when I go get a watermelon, I will look at the color of it. If it's got a little bit of a yellow, Vince, you can add to this because I'm sure you've got experience with this too because I think you grow them. But if I have a little bit of yellow on the bottom, I'll take them out. I'll put them in the cart and I'll knock on them. And if it sounds like a really deep thud, I get a little concerned because to me that's really overripe. And if it's like a hollow sound, like real hollow, then that's either underripe or it's already like dry. It's got, there's a certain sound and it's like right in the middle, but it's not like a deep thud. It's just like a, kind of like knocking on a door. It's hard to explain. It, once you do it a few times, you'll learn like, oh, this one is, you know, way overripe. It's all mushy in the middle. And then, but if I get a good watermelon, what I do, Vince, is personally, I don't, unless I'm going to have like a get together or we're going to use a lot, the grandkids are coming over or something, I cut it up for the grandkids because it's easier for them to eat. But I also don't cut up the whole watermelon. And my experience has been it actually like goes bad, it gets slimy. Now, maybe if you didn't have it in the juice, and I know you can drain the juice every day, but or you could have maybe like something that's got a basket in it where it can't fit in its own juice, it might be okay. But to me, I don't want to waste the watermelon. So that's what I do. I just cut off what we're going to eat for the next day or two, and then I get it back out. And I cut a little piece off the bottom so it doesn't rot, too. I just take a slice off the bottom so I can trim it.
We do exactly the same thing, Kathy. I don't have any suggestions for another way. You're doing it the way I do it. Chris, I have a breaking news. Quote, Israel agrees to a four-hour pause in fighting to let Hamas hostages out. But Biden says there's no chance of a long-term Gaza ceasefire and warns of more Middle East airstrikes after U.S. F-15s hit Iranian weapons depot in Syria. End quote. Looks like we're marching headlong into World War III.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.